Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Connection, coming to you right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. As you just heard, I'm one of your hosts, Ann Baldwin, and I also have one of my favorite people here as well, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I got to tell you, my day, you know, the days, it takes a lot to brighten days these days, right? But my day got brightened tremendously yesterday because in my mailbox here at work, I had a little card. And I opened up the card, and who do you think it was from?
I don't know.
Nico, your son.
Oh.
He wrote me the sweetest handwritten message. You know, and for an 18-year-old high school senior to take the time to do that, I was just so touched. And it was just, you know, we don't get enough of that these days. So you did a great job, and I really do tell him I appreciate it. It was so nice.
Well, thank you. He wouldn't let me read it, but thank you for your generosity and acknowledging him for his graduation. And he was so excited to be on the show, and even my mother in Florida received phone calls that family members had heard him and commented on how they listen to our show every week, and they love our show.
Aww.
And of course, everyone always loves you, Ann, and that they, you know, that they knew you from when you were on TV, but that they were so proud to hear Nico on the radio. So thank you for giving him that opportunity. It was great.
He's a great kid, and you know, he was also... Tony Terzi did a story with he and you on Fox 61. So you guys have had quite the, you know, quite the time between graduation and all these other things that are going on. And, you know, again, he was just so articulate and so, you know, not reactionary, but just really made sense about what he's going through as a high school graduate and missing out on things like prom and graduation. And boy, I was blown away.
I have to say that this really leads into our show today about the resilience of teenagers dealing with, you know, COVID and what it's like to be in the class of 2020. But in general, the resilience of kids in general and things that they have to go through in their life, you know, to be who they are and sort of, you know, create the adult they turn into. So I would like to kick off and welcome Luanna O'Connell to our show. Hi, Luanna.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. She's my daughter from another mother.
We all have one of those, right?
We do. She really is. Just a little bit, I'm going to have you talk about, because I know you have her bio, but... You know, Luanna and her mom, Gina. Gina is really, she's my sister, and from another mother too. And we connected. We had this Italian connection one day, and we've been friends ever since. And our Nico and Luanna have known each other for a really long time, since first grade. And I've had this amazing opportunity to watch this, to watch Luanna. Grow into this amazing young woman who's overcome many battles in her life, and she's beautiful and smart and funny, and you know, she has so many wonderful skills, you know, from an amazing cheerleader, winning national titles, you know, and she's amazing. I love her to death. And you know what? I didn't get a daughter, but I do have a daughter because, you know, you have a son and a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
You know what it's like,
yep.
Too. It's good to have a balance. So I get to have fun with her in high heel shoes and, you know, other wonderful things. But
that's great. Well, Luanna, thank you for being here. As Lisa mentioned, you're an 18-year-old, just graduated from Immaculate in Danbury.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in New Fairfield. And, you know, you've got a very interesting story. So why don't we let you tell the story that Luanna really kind of began when you were 8 years old?
So when I was 8 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer, and it was, of course, a very rare one with my luck. And we had gone to Memorial Sloan Kettering down in the city, and they said, you know what, it's going to be nice and easy to take out. And they did. I was in the hospital for a week, and I was left with a scar. But that scar isn't one that I try to hide and stuff. I wear that as if it's part of my outfit. I love showing it off because it's just a badge of something I'm a survivor of. And it's absolutely probably one of my favorite parts of my body, to be completely honest. And then going on after that to win a national title in Florida, as well as a national title in Rhode Island. And just...
For cheerleading, right?
Yeah, for cheerleading, yep. And just really wearing it as a badge of honor, as well as using what I learned throughout that, that no matter what comes at you, you can overcome any obstacle as long as you put your mind to it. And if you find the correct resources, you can do anything you want. That's really what it came down to.
Luana had, you know, sort of like this little bump on her leg for a really long time. And, you know, she told her mom one day it was starting to bother her, and the doctor had sort of blown it off. Oh, it's nothing, blah, blah, blah. And I will never forget this moment of getting a call from your mom, Luana, Gina, my friend. Mm-hmm. And Luana's in my driveway with chalk in her hand, writing on my driveway, "I love you, Mama L," because that's what she calls me. And Gina's crying on the other line and telling me, "I just got a phone call, and Luana has a very rare cancer that children typically don't get." And I could just felt those tears rolling down my eyes and looking at this beautiful child, you know, 8 years old, full of life, full of love, getting a diagnosis like this. And this is, you know what? She was, I have never witnessed a child at 8 years old with such a positive attitude. She never complained once about the surgery. She had the boa around her neck before they're wheeling her into the OR that, of course, that I bought for her. And
pink, of course.
And she never complained once, Anne. She was in a wheelchair. She had a vacuum on her leg. This was months of rehab. She went through all this kind of stuff. Not one time ever. Ever did she ever complain. She had the most positive attitude I've ever seen. And she, and that really, to me, just speaks to millions of ways of just what has created this amazing young woman we have on the phone right now.
Well, I can't even imagine. Luana, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter. So when I hear your story and I see what happened and what started out for you at 8 years old, I mean, I can totally relate, but it just... It's unbelievable that you went through all that, and as brave as you did, as Lisa mentioned. Let me ask you this. So you said that you, and obviously cheerleading is your passion, and you've gone really far with that. So I'm assuming that this is a very visible scar, and it must be quite the conversation starter when people ask you, what's that from? What do you say?
It really is. It's definitely an icebreaker. And so for younger kids who don't really understand, I had... been a counselor in training at a summer camp. And so explaining that to the little kids was difficult, to say the least. So we went, it was a shark bite. And they thought, wow, that's like so cool, like all that. But to people who are older, who are my age and also adults, they kind of understand and look at you in a different light, but in a positive light, and just kind of see, wow, like this is a strong person. And I've gotten both ends of the reactions, like from, oh my God, what is that? To, may I ask what's happen. And the reactions either way, it's something that I'm very comfortable sharing, because some people don't always get the chance to come through this, but I was fortunate enough to be able to overcome it, and now I get to live with this badge, which I look in the positive light.
Wow.
I'm going to cry.
So here you are, you just graduated from Immaculate High School in Danbury, right, Luana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know you've already, you know, from such a young age, been through so much with such a great attitude. How do you put into perspective what's happened to you? You know, your senior year of high school, so many things that you couldn't do. You couldn't attend a high school graduation. You know, you missed senior prom. You missed so many things that are supposed to be, you know, benchmarks for our future. How do you put that in perspective?
I look at it as I would everything else. It's another curveball. We all get them thrown at us, and it's how you react to it. I know me and some of my friends, I don't know how many other people are doing this, we plan to get dressed up in our prom dresses, because obviously we missed out on prom, and go to, there's a high school near us, and it has a very pretty field with trees and gorgeous stuff, and take our prom pictures there, of course, with our masks and 6 feet apart, but still, to just get that, the closure of, you know what, it's our last prom, even though there's only two, but to kind of try and experience as much of our senior year as we can that we got, that we missed out on.
But I'm sure that not everybody in your class has the same perspective as you do.
You know, for that, this class, and again, you know, because Nico and Luann are in the same class together at Immaculate, you have to remember, you know, that, you know, you work really hard for 4 years and wait for this celebratory event. However, I am happy to report that we did find out yesterday that Immaculate is having a graduation ceremony coming up in a couple of weeks. Parents are not allowed to go there, but all the kids will be together. The diocese is allowing a specific number in this large church, so they are going to be able to go and walk and have a baccalaureate and be together one final time. And it'll be, you know, they're going to take photos of them, and it'll be live on a radio station. And so I'm really happy that they're going to have that closure together as a class one more time. And I think that that'll be really good. But, you know, Anne, remember when you were it's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, way back.
Both of us. We were in high school. I mean, it's not easy to be a teenager, especially a female. It's really, we never talk about the struggles of what it's like to be a female and going through your body changing and trying to figure out who you are. And it's difficult to survive as a woman, I think, in a lot of ways in the world. There's many more obstacles put in our way. And then, you know, to be in high school and to miss out on certain things, it's not easy.
No, but that's great news.
Yeah, it is good. Are you excited about that, Luann?
Yeah, I definitely think that amongst a lot of the schools across the country who are still in a stricter lockdown than we are definitely very fortunate to have this, and it kind of does bring that closure since we didn't get to go through the last, like, senior events of our senior year. So it kind of gives us that closure, and it's like, you know what, this is the end. Like, we all finally made it, even though it felt like a lifetime going through high school, but now looking back, it felt like it was about 20 minutes that we were really there. And so we're definitely very fortunate to be able to have some type of graduation to give us that closure.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Luann O'Connell. And Luann is an 18-year-old recent graduate of Immaculate High School in Danbury. So, Luann, what does the future hold for you? What's next?
So, as of right now, the plan is that I will be attending Western Connecticut State University in the fall. And I'm going in with a major in criminal justice and a minor in political science. And from there, I don't know what the future holds for me, but as much as I can control, I will. But there's some things in life that come along for good or for bad, and I'm just excited to kind of continue on with life.
Wow. That's a really, well, you don't have to figure everything out right now, right? I mean, you've already got a short-term plan, which is really a long-term plan, and you've got such a great outlook and such a great attitude. Where did you get that from? Because you were 8 when you were diagnosed with this rare form of cancer, and now you have this large scar. Who kind of assisted you in how you should look at this thing?
I mean, the three people who were really there for me when this was all going on and kind of had a positive outlook, which led to me having that, was really Lisa, my mom, and my dad. She was there. She was as involved as she could be, especially when I came out of the hospital. She was there hanging out. We went and got our nails done and just stuff like that. So it was kind of like, you know what? This happened, but you're still here, and like, you have the whole rest of your life to do as you want and to also change other people's lives who can possibly be affected. So the positive outlook really came from other people who had a positive outlook of my situation.
Was there a point, Lisa, when they thought Luann wasn't going to make it?
Yeah, I mean, the hope was that she was going to be fine, but, you know, that it was like every appointment, like waiting for, you know, Gina to call me to say, she's cancer-free. Really, I don't know if you ever realize until you become older, Anne, you and I have had this kind, and Luann, this is not disrespect to you at all, but the love that I saw with, especially, you know, as a mom, the tears, you know, that, you know, Gina and I talk and, you know, still to this day about, you know, everything that, you know, Luann has gone through and that she's a trooper and, you know, she just has a great attitude and, you know, she's been through so much, you know, and she just keeps moving forward. And, you know, when things like this in your life happen, you have two options, right? You can learn from it or you could, you know, self-destruct. Mm-hmm. And Luann has not done that. And I'm really proud of you, Luann, for that, because I know we've seen a lot of people that you and I know, you know, young people your age and that have been in similar classes with you and Nico who have gone off the deep end and are doing some not so great things right now. And you're mm-hmm. not doing that. And I think that speaks a lot about, you know, your parents and just who she is. I mean, she is a strong young woman. She's amazing to me. She's a survivor. She's been through things in her life that most people don't experience in a lifetime. At she's going to be 19 in January, and she keeps moving forward. I don't know if I could do if I would have been able to do that, Luann. I don't know if I would be where you are today, given my circumstances back when I was 18 or 19. But you're really. I love you so much. I'm just so proud of her, Anne.
Absolutely.
Thank
one
you.
One person you didn't mention, Luann, though, is part of your support group is Rich. Why didn't you mention Rich?
Rich?
Rich, your fish.
Your fish.
Oh, he actually was not around at the time. He wasn't born yet. Yeah, he's in the picture yet. Don't get me wrong. I wish he would have been. He is a great guy. Honestly, love him to death. He has somehow surpassed six other fish. How and what I'm feeding him, couldn't tell you. Have no clue. But let me tell you, he's a trooper. He takes after his mother. What can I say?
What kind of a fish is he?
He's black and gray stripes, and he has a name that is difficult to pronounce. But I love him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Very well behaved.
Oh, that's great.
But listen, what I would get the Zappos shoe boxes at my house, mm-hmm. Luann would be there, and she was a little, just a little thing, walking around with my high heel shoes. This was a lot. We've had a lot of good laughs. But Luann, there is one thing on your bio that we didn't talk about, and how about the classes you took, and you were a comedian on one of the comedy night shows. Why don't you talk about that?
Yes. So my parents, if you ever get to meet them, they're very funny people. They stand out in the room, and you know, because they'll be the first ones to be laughing, no matter where you are, funerals, weddings, everything. They laugh. They love bringing joy and laughter to everyone. And my mom was like, oh, just do it, just do it, just do it. And I was very scared because I was not before this class an outspoken person. I was very quiet, reserved, and if you know me now, you'd be laughing because you'd be thinking I'm lying. And she said to me, she was like, just do it. And there was a performance. You had to be up on stage in front of like 200-300 people, and that was my worst fear. That was my nightmare. And she said, she's like, do it. You got this. So I went out. Thank God I couldn't see anybody in the audience, and I did it. And like, one of the best experiences of my life brought me out of my shell, because if you know me now, you know that I'm not a quiet person. I really am outspoken with my opinion, with everything, and that's what brought me out of my shell. And I got to make fun of my mom a little, and she couldn't yell at me. So, you know, win-win.
That's fantastic. Is that also part of what you're... Did you go, Lisa?
I did. She was hysterical. She was so funny. And she has a funny but, like, dry sense of personality. Mm-hmm. And she comes out with this stuff. Like, you don't even see it coming. And she's just it's absolutely hysterical. And I was so proud of her that she went through that class, and we saw her at the Ridgefield Playhouse. And she was the only one in that comedy group that was obviously a teenager. And she was hysterical. It was so awesome.
That's great.
So proud of her.
That is great. Well, Luann, I got to tell you, that's on my bucket list. I've got my stand-up comedy thing all written out. I just have to do what you did and get the courage to go somewhere and try it out. But I'm not there yet. But that's on my bucket list for sure. So I really admire that you got up there and did that. And I have the same kind of sense of humor, it sounds like, that you do. Very dry, very unusual. But, hey, that's who we are, and I think it's funny. I think we're funny.
It's really my biggest tip with that, which we eventually got my dad to do it too. We're just waiting on my brother. He's the holdup. You really just have to sign up and just go for it. It's like jumping off a cliff. You got to just go for it, and it's a great time.
The other thing, too, is that Luana is, if you, you know, Italian, they're Irish and Italian, which is like, to me, is like the best combo, right, for babies. That's why she's so beautiful, Luana. And there's always, every time we go there, there's so much fun, but the food is phenomenal there. I want to be, in my second life, I'm coming back as a dog, and I want to live in that house because it's amazing.
Or you could come back as Rich the fish.
I could come back as Rich.
He has it good.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, you might want to consider that.
He gets new plants. Yeah, he gets new plants all the time. Feed him regularly, get the organic fish food, you know?
Good for you. So we just have a couple of minutes left. So, Luana, how often do you go back, you know, for your checks? And does that still continue for the rest of your life?
So I had a five-year period where if it came back, then we were looking at an issue. I passed that five-year period. In actually this coming July, I will be 10 years cancer-free.
Yay!
So that is a big, big accomplishment, a big happy. And I actually don't really go back for checks anymore because once I passed that 5 years free, in those 5 years, though, I was going back pretty regularly. But once I hit those 5 years, they were like, okay, nothing should come back. And if it does, then we'll reevaluate. But nothing has, and hopefully nothing will, knock on wood.
Well, I know with a lot of people I know who were diagnosed with cancer, like you said earlier, attitude and gratitude is part of the process. You know, the more gratitude you have and the better outlook you have on things, I really do think that has an impact on everybody's overall health. And it's hard right now, especially with what you've gone through as a senior, what's going on in this country. It's not always easy, you know, to keep a positive attitude, but it sounds like you've really accomplished that and you're going to go a long way, I can tell.
I always try to find the good in stuff because you can look at it two ways, the glass half empty or the glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it in the positive light because I have now taken this time to rearrange my room about three times a day, clean it about six times a day, and just I started coloring books and reading and not just tweets. I now read books. So that's one of my big things. And being outdoors, hiking is very fun. And I got to tell you, it really is something I started to enjoy. But you got to make the best of your situation. That's really what I try to do with everything.
Well, absolutely. And if we could all just think more like you do, Luana, that we'd all be better off. Well, this has been great. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And as I like to tell people, not good luck, but continued success.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is definitely a memorable experience.
Well, that's great. And thank you.
Luana. I love you, honey.
Thank you, Lisa, for bringing Luana onto the program. And we want to thank all of you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.